say if I was squatting down, you'd say I was down on my
knees.
Okay. And say someone had been sick for a while, you'd say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
bad.
Okay. And the other way of saying that, he's up and about, but he still looks
bad.
Okay. What about peaked or puny?
Yeah, you could say he looks peaked or he looks puny or he looks bad.
What about someone who's in real good shape? You'd say he's big and
strong.
Any other words to mean about that?
Huge.
Mm-hmm. What about stout?
Yeah, so being stout. Mm-hmm.
Does stout mean anything different from strong?
No. Stout and strong got the same thing.
You don't think of stout as being someone who's getting overweight, do you?
No. A lot of people are just big bone. Mm-hmm.
That's what stout means?
Well, big bone and a lot of flesh on it. Uh-huh. When you're stout, you know.
Uh-huh. Would you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
No. Yeah. You can say the butter was beautiful, but it tasted like it had been on hand a good while, and it still, and it's got old, and it's still stout.
Mm-hmm. What about someone who's real easy to get along with, doesn't lose his temper? You'd say that he's, you know, someone is, he's real easy to get along with. He's smiling and doesn't get mad.
He's cheerful.
Okay. And someone like maybe a teenage boy that just seems to be all arms and legs. He's always stumbling, knocking things down.
You call him crippled.
Well, he's not crippled, but he's just at that age where he seems to be all arms and legs.
Oh.
And he stumbles over his own feet and he drops things and...
You'd call him an invalid, wouldn't you?
Well, I was wondering if you'd say something like gangling or awkward or clumsy.
Yeah, you could use awkward or clumsy or gangly is one of them. Sure could.
And a person that just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain
idiot.
Okay. Would you ever use the word fool?
Yeah. You could say he's a plain fool or he's a plain idiot or...
Uh-huh. Do you use the word fool much?
Oh, not too much.
Is it not very nice? Or?
Well, I don't know. You just... Seem like it don't sound like it, I sure.
Uh-huh. And person that has a lot of money but won't ever spend any money, you'd say
they call him you call him a stingy.
Uh-huh.
Stingy.
Do you ever hear tightwad?
Yeah, tightwad. That's the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's another name for it. Penny pincher.
Uh-huh. And, say an old person that still gets around real well, doesn't show his age, you'd say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty...
strong.
Mm-hmm.